Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center will stop using race as a factor when admitting students to its medical school. It is the first school to take such action under Education Secretary Betsy DeVos. We're going to find out more. We're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with Lance Zumi. He's Senior Education Director of Research at the Pacific Research Institute. Thank you for talking to us tonight.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks, Patty. I appreciate being on your program.
Texas Tech, did they explain their reasoning underway why they're taking this step?
Well, you know, if you look at the Texas Tech Health Sciences Center, there are actually four different schools there. There's the School of Pharmacy, the School of Nursing, the School of Biomedical Science, and the Allied Health School. And none of those schools actually use race in their admissions criteria. It's only the School of Medicine that had been using race for past 15 years or so. And their problem was that when you look at the way they were using race, based upon recent Supreme Court decisions and the criteria for using race, that the Department of Education investigation found that it was likely that their use of race did not meet the strict requirements of those Supreme Court cases.
So is it too much of a stretch of convenience to say that this is necessarily a threat to affirmative action or a setback of affirmative action?
Well, you know, all affirmative action or race-conscious admissions policies have to meet these, as I say, very strict requirements of a various number of Supreme Court cases, including the recent Fisher case back in 2016, which really set down a pretty high bar for those race-based admissions processes to pass legal muster. And, you know, those court cases will still be in effect, but the administration is really holding these schools' feet to the fire that, you know, if they're going to use race, that they have to meet those requirements.
That was going to be my next question to you. If the schools were strictly just following the court guidelines, or there was an additional layer with whoever's in charge of the administration?
Well, you know, what the Texas Tech Medical School was doing was they were saying that they reviewed their race-conscious policies every year, but in their investigation, the Department of Education found that they really didn't use in their review process any kind of comparison of whether those race-conscious criteria were, you know, any better or cause a better result than race-neutral admissions policies, such as using socioeconomic criteria to admit people or language criteria. And so because the Texas Tech Medical School didn't use these types of race-neutral criteria as comparisons, the Department of Education felt that they would not pass this legal muster.
We are just about out of time, but real quickly, do you see broader implications, re-examining of policies at other schools, for example?
I do. I think that, you know, when you look at the Trump administration's support or interest in big cases such as the one at Harvard, where Asian Americans are saying they're being discriminated based upon the criteria for admissions at Harvard, then I think that, you know, this could open up, you know, more changes in the admission system to a more race-neutral, race-blind, color-blind measure.
Well, thanks for your time. Lance Azumi is Senior Education Director of Research at the Pacific Research Institute.